Good evening. Later part of the evening. Later than usual. How's everyone feeling? Sore? Good sore. Not a good sore? A bad sore? Good sore. Good sore, bad sore, I'll take it. Day four? Day three, really. Yeah. You've got a little ways to go. Yeah. And as the week wears on, it will wear on you. And often we associate pain, physical pain, mental pain, emotional anguish as being bad things. But one of the great gifts of the retreat is the opportunity to experience that pain and transmute it into clarity, to transmute it into awakening. The best thing about it is that it's up to you, it's a choice. You can either take all of that pain and further your suffering, the external pain that is beginning to wear on you, and some of you in good ways right now, and maybe some of you not so good ways. And you could take that and start to really shovel on the suffering pile. How terrible it is that you have that pain in you. Why does there have to be quite this much sitting? Maybe this really isn't very sustainable. And gee, I'm not as flexible as I thought I was. Maybe I should drink more water. You can just keep adding to the suffering. And that could be interesting. That would be interesting. Or you can choose to use this external set of circumstances to shift your internal reality and environment. So the physical pain in particular is very external, it's really coarse. Hard to deny that it's actually happening. Those nerve endings are pretty loud when they want to be, really present themselves. I'm here. These are nerves, and they're being frayed, and as a result, getting a little swole up, inflammation, hot, often followed by varying bouts of numbness. And your entire me comes and goes. Kind of like thoughts. Have a knee? Don't have a knee. Have a lower leg? Don't have a lower leg. Have a foot? Don't have a foot. Kind of like thoughts coming and going. And so you can have a conversation with yourself about how it shouldn't be this way. That somehow, in some way, you should be able to improve this condition. You should sit more often, more regularly, you should drink more water, you should do more yoga, you should do more yoga more seriously, you should get up early, you should go to bed earlier. You should not eat this, not eat that. Or, even better, You could just fight with yourself. Right? You can just curse yourself out about how miserable and wretched you are and incapable. And as I always say, fucked up and stupid. That you are somehow not right enough and you're lacking something. And your miserable body is an expression of that lack that you are an expression of. Your body is an expression of the lack that you're an expression of. What's that for compounding the issues? You can do a lot with it. You can also curse me out, but that would probably do the least good of any of those things you've said thus far. You get more mileage out of cursing Luki out. Or you can use the outside, the conditions on the outside, to transmute what's happening on the inside. You can listen more deeply to the pain in that knee. You can invoke curiosity, such a deep curiosity that the pain doesn't go away, but that you become so intimate with it, so connected, so in relationship to the pain, rather than trying to push it away. It's not really happening. Ignore it. Fight with it, cajole, curse. Instead, you can become intimate with it. Before you even ask what it needs, you can just be present with it. You thought I was going to say, ask what it needs, right? Something like that, like figure out what it needs. Really pay attention to it and figure out what it's calling for. I'm talking about just being with it as it is. As the singular starting point to any relationship of any meaning whatsoever is to just be with it as it is. To bear witness not only to the suffering that you see there, but also your own reflective suffering. So there's the pain and the suffering that seems to be out there, and there's the pain that we experience as sensitive, right? Sensitive, feeling beings that we experience when we witness pain. Even our own pain. And you can choose to simply be with that. And don't do anything at all to try to change it. Don't do anything at all. This would be the most radical, and in the true sense of the word, going to the root act for our social movements. To actually bear witness to the truth of the things as they are before springing out of an aggression to try to change it, alter it, manipulate it, dismantle it, undo it, reallocate it, redistribute it. But to bear witness not in opposition, not to peer at it, with all of the evil that's coming from those conditions, but to actually soften into an intimate witnessing of it as it is. that we can allow ourselves to see the intense suffering that is the convergence of really, truly millennia of individual suffering coming together so that some human beings can inflict and maintain pain and oppression over other human beings. Not a single bone in my body is willing to believe that that happens without the oppressor suffering. That that happens without it being the result of suffering. And maybe just for a moment, we can breathe some life into the relationship by bearing witness to it. By bearing witness to the supposed oppressor, by bearing witness to the victim, by bearing witness to the us that is suffering, by bearing witness to the many people that are held down, that having their spirits suppressed and repressed, you can just bear witness to it. That we can bear witness to the fear of a guy that got a job that included both a gun and a taser. And the fear of maybe being locked up for maybe 3 years, maybe 40. Or maybe living in perpetual fear because you didn't get locked up at all. Maybe we can bear witness. We're not supposed to say that, right? Maybe we can bear witness to the truth of that. Not as a way to discard the other truths, but to let it all in. So we bear witness to the pain in our knee and our ankle and our back and our shoulder and our neck. Not to say that there isn't a pain in our belly, in our chest, in our elbow, in the back of our head. That those pains don't exist and that they don't matter. But that we bear witness to the whole thing. That we step into relationship, that we become intimate with all of the truth that we can bear. With all of the truth that we can bear. Taking it all in. And discarding the fear that if we somehow see the quote-unquote other side, it will weaken us. It may soften us, but it won't weaken us. It may soften our hearts as it strengthens our resolve. The same way that when you are intimate with the pain in your knee and you choose to transmute that into liberation rather than compounding your own suffering, it strengthens your resolve to sit and to sit strong and to sit with awareness, because nothing brings attention as much as pain does. Nothing gathers our attention the way that pain does. And so if we really want to be our most effective are most effective, are most responsive, not reactive, are most responsive. We're required to take in all of the pain. We're required to take it all in. And allow it to broaden our capacity, not for pain. I'm not trying to broaden our capacity for pain. We're broadening the container that takes in the material that can be transmuted into liberation. We're making the container that can receive the material. Where do you think liberation comes from? Liberation from what? From pain and suffering. Want to get there quick? Get lots of it. Really? You want to get to liberation quick? Go the quit more quickly, more deeply, that you can allow yourself to actually be, come face to face with your pain and your suffering. That is the straight shot to your awakening. It's right there. Isn't that great? You have a fast pass.
That's right.
We call it fast pass in New York. You have a, it's even better. You have a fast track to liberation. And it's every moment that you experience suffering. There's a little window right there. And you can take the window and you can have a little hole. You can kind of peek through and recoil at the light that you see. You can break the fucking window and jump through. You know what I'm saying? You can break the window and you can jump through.